Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Oh, hold up. Smell test. Go ahead. Sniff those pits. Now, your bits. Feet, toes, come on. Ugh. Could be fresher, right? It's all good. Old Spice Total Body Deodorant Spray is gentle enough to use all over your body, giving you 24/7 lasting freshness with daily use, from pits to toes and down below. So every smell test gets a... Shop for Old Spice Total Body Deodorant.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2490, The Endless Search, by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Welcome to another Wednesday edition of Optimal Health Daily. Remember, this is just one of a bunch of podcasts where we read to you from blogs for free, so you don't have to read them yourself. Now on Fridays, that's where I do something a little different. That's where I answer your questions. And you can send in your question directly to health@oldpodcast.com. Now, today's post from Ross Enamite is full of amazing inspirational quotes. But since it's still Wednesday, I'll still share one with you. Just know that there's lots more of these to come. Quote, "It's a big advantage to aim high. When you aim high, you have a chance to be great. Even your failures will be better than most people's best." Dr. Bob Rotella. All right, and with that, let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. The Endless Search by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. Have you ever pecked away at the keyboard hoping a late-night Google search would uncover a hidden gem among countless articles? You search high and low, hoping and hoping that you will find the missing piece to the puzzle. How can you improve? What's the secret? Where's it hiding? The endless search continues. Until now, of course. And before you stop listening to this out of disgust, let me assure you that I don't have the hidden gem, as it doesn't exist. Contrary to popular opinion, athletic training is a simple subject. I will not mislead you and pretend that I have a top-secret discovery waiting to be revealed. There is no such thing, and never will be. The wheel has already been invented, so let's not reinvent it. Training programs can be complex or crude in terms of equipment. It doesn't matter. The most important aspect to any program is you. You get what you put into it. Regardless of the workout or equipment you choose, it is you who must put forth the effort. The tools that you choose are nothing more than a means to an end. Equipment and methods will not change the equation for success, as the most important variable will always be you. Many athletes tirelessly search for new breakthroughs, yet never take the time to look at themselves. Will a new piece of equipment or routine really change your work ethic, how hard you train, and how badly you want it? Think of the amazing athletes that have come before us. These athletes thrived on the basics, so perhaps the only real secret is that the basics do work. The best idea is not always a new idea, but rather a reminder to stick with what works and what has always worked. Often, it's more useful to weed out bad ideas rather than looking for new ideas, therefore leaving us with only good ideas. Don't waste time hoping for the latest and greatest system to be created. You'll be waiting for something that never happens. Remember that old saying, if it isn't broken, don't fix it. Never abandon everything that has worked in place of something that is new and unproven. Many new ideas are dreamt up to differentiate the idea creator from others, but who's to say that a new idea can replace all those successful methods that have come before it? Perhaps the best program is not new, but rather a system based on proven techniques, some old and some new. Humans have exercised their bodies since the beginning of time. Every now and then, there will be new twists to old ideas, and even a few novel ideas that change the way we think. But the fact remains that training must not be complex or radical to be effective. For example, with all the science and research available to us, it would make sense that all athletes are highly conditioned in today's era. Unfortunately, this is not true. Athletes continue to fail because of poor conditioning. Fatigue still influences the outcome of many sporting events, even at the highest level. It has been said that knowledge is power, but knowledge without action means little. You may know how to train, but if you never apply your knowledge to action, your knowledge has been wasted. As Napoleon Hill once said, quote, "Knowledge is only potential power," end quote. And as we know, most athletes fall far short of their potential. Extraordinary athletes do not become extraordinary with ordinary efforts. The extraordinary push the envelope, surging past commonly accepted boundaries. They disregard those limits hypothesized by critics and even fellow athletes. The extraordinary refuse to accept failure. They set high goals, often considered unrealistic, and never give up until achieving such goals. We would all achieve much more if we stopped believing in the word impossible. The body is much more capable than most realize. Unfortunately, there will always be critics who spread doubt, perhaps to comfort their own lack of achievement. My advice to you is simple. Put the work back in workout. You are ultimately responsible for your own success. Time is limited, so don't waste your time searching for something that you will never find. Knowledge is important and always will be, but don't let your pursuit of knowledge stand in the way of action. While many waste time searching for secrets, there are others who stay busy training. That extra set, that extra exercise, that extra practice session, and the extra effort that you put forth each day when everyone else has packed up is what will ultimately separate you from the rest. Lewis Cass once said, quote, "People may doubt what you say, but they will believe what you do," end quote. I keep these words in the back of my mind each day. Yes, I remain open to new ideas, actively pursue new research, and continue to experiment with new protocols. But regardless of what science reveals to us, the most important lesson remains fixed. Your success depends on your efforts, and only you can decide what kind of effort you put forth. I understand the importance of knowledge, as knowledge guides action, but it is action that takes knowledge and makes it special. I don't fault anyone involved in the endless search, but there must be balance between the time spent searching for new methods and the time spent applying proven concepts. I too strive to always improve, yet no matter what I am testing or researching, I never stray too far from the fundamentals. Yes, we can always spice up the basics with a new twist here and there, and hopefully every now and then we will in fact discover a new concept. But if and when this happens, don't abandon everything in place of this idea. It's useful to tune up the engine, but rarely will you need to replace it. You just listened to the post titled "The Endless Search" by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Ross mentioned that seeking knowledge is important. Searching for new or better methods for anything is great. Now, the caveat to this would be, of course, something I constantly rant about on this show, finding a reputable source. So let's say we're looking at only reputable sources, but still spending too much time searching these reputable sources for that perfect method. Well, as a result of that, we may end up experiencing paralysis by analysis. We can easily feel overwhelmed by all of this information that we're now exposed to. These feelings of overwhelm can lead to taking no action at all. And you want to know what the cure is? Well, Ross basically said it in today's post. Just start. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you for listening and being a subscriber of the show and for coming back and listening every day. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.